Hi guys, it's Jamie
and Eric,
and this is Small Town Talk.
How's it going? And this is a special Leavenworth edition.
So we went to Leavenworth this past weekend, and that is also a small town that is quaint and wonderful in its own way, and we just thought we'd kind of do a little short mini-sode about what happened. So we went up Saturday through Monday. We were fortunate enough to have clear passes, so it was a pretty quick drive over. What would you say?
It was like maybe 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours from Edmonds. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and we didn't stop.
Just only traffic later, though.
Yeah. So we got up there around noon.
Found a parking spot like instantly, super close to.
Our son actually put on his winter clothes.
Oh my God, this was like the most amazing thing ever. We've been trying to get him to put his boots on. Like we bought these awesome.
Just pants in general.
This was the most fortunate weekend of our lives. He wore pants the whole weekend.
And his jacket.
The boots, we've literally tried to put on like 10 times, and he's only worn them once before this.
And it was after enticing him with a giant puddle.
The only way was to put him in a puddle to start just splashing everywhere.
So yeah, that was great. Our kids did good in the car. So we got up there, we get into town, gonna have a quick lunch because we couldn't check into our place till 3:00. Just massive loads of people.
Just hour wait for any food. Like, people are waiting an hour in line to get a hot dog. I mean, just think about that.
Well, I think we should preface with this is our third year up in a row.
Yeah, it's our third year.
Going around this time. So this isn't like our first time and we're shocked. This is like new revelation, and probably the pass had something to do with it. But
yeah, having no snow and stuff, I think.
Really didn't deter anyone from going. So yeah, for those of you that don't know, Leavenworth is a quaint Bavarian town up in the mountains. And it's very walkable, and this time of year they do some festivals, and the streets are closed down, so it's very pedestrian friendly. And normally there's snow on the pass, so you have to go up and over the pass, and it's just on the other side of the pass. So if it is a snowy weekend, if there's been snow or ice, or it
takes way longer to get over.
Yeah. Where a weekend like this, we've had kind of some really rare 40-degree days, and global warming is real. So apparently the masses came out.
Everyone. It was like, we decided, like, once we got there, we're like, well, let's just go out of town to eat, or let's go in a Safeway and get some food or groceries. And, like, we're on our way out, and we're like, well, let's just go to Cashmere to get some, like, a quick bite to eat somewhere at a restaurant. And as, like, we're driving, it's just, like, nonstop.
Bumper to bumper.
Car after car. For, like, we're driving for, like, 15 minutes at 60 miles an hour, and it's just gridlock.
So every time we're passing a car, every minute that passes, that's a minute we have to come back the same way that these cars are in line.
It was insane. We finally got to the interchange. It takes you to Blewett Pass, and that's where it ended. Stopped at a great diner. What was it? The Y Diner?
I think so. Or
something like
that. The Y Cafe.
Y Cafe, yeah. It was really good. It was pretty decent food. I mean, I would go back there.
We didn't try the pies. They did have busy boards for the kids. That was nice.
This place was spot on for kids. Like, you could not have a better place for kids than this place was.
So yeah, so then Eric did a little map magic and found this back local road.
Waze in the house. apparently, everyone else had Waze in the house too.
Oh my God, stop.
And it did not work out very well. We like go on all these back roads, and I'm just going my normal really fast on back roads because that's what I do. And all of a sudden it comes to gridlock, and Waze is like, oh, we just added 10 minutes to your trip.
Yeah, so a drive that should have taken like 10 to 15 minutes took us 45 minutes.
Yeah, and the back row was only supposed to take us a half hour. And then, yeah, 15 or 20 minutes later after that.
So we were able to check into the house we rented and get all situated, and we just decided it wasn't. So the Christmas tree lighting happens every night. I think it's just Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah, just Saturday and Sunday is when they do it.
So you get down there between 3:34 and Santa comes, and there's some choirs that sing.
They blow the horn.
The big German horn.
Sound effects. But I always want to feel like I'm just waiting for the guy to say Ricola every single time. I'm like,
Ricola.
Ricola. Like, that's like my, I really just, like, we were passing him when we were walking by. I'm like, please just say Ricola. Just make my dreams come true. Make my son's dreams come true. Say Ricola and blow the horn.
Yeah, there's some characters running around like reindeers, and these people carry stars through the crowd. But we just decided that first night, since we knew we were staying through Sunday into Monday, that it was just too many people. And like I said, it's like a Bavarian town, so most people have lunch at these little bratwurst huts that are kind of outdoor eating and breweries. And
mostly
you have
drinking.
Yeah, you get a beer stein, you get a pretzel, you get a bratwurst. There's like 12 different fancy mustards that it's like my dream to have that many
the mustard bar.
Just, I told Eric when we were at the one place that it's my dream in life to have that many mustards. And
then I go and put relish on your hot dog.
I like a little relish, but I wasn't expecting it, that's all. Anywho, so we just decided that
we're staying in. We're not going out.
We're staying in. So we're thinking, okay, the tree lighting's over about 5. I think there's like some residual singing that happens after they do the actual lighting, but most people dissipate pretty quickly.
We got to catch our bus. We got to get back home. We got to catch our train back to Seattle.
Or get food. So it's like 4:30, and we say we're going to order pizza from a place, a little nice wood-fired place.
It was Blewett Brewing and Pizza.
And they have some kind of nice wood-fired pizzas, a little nicer than your traditional takeout pizza. We can't even get through the cell towers.
No one can make phone calls. You can't make phone calls off Wi-Fi. You can't make phone calls at all. It's like, just we're in a dead zone for all communications. And of course, why would any house now have a phone in it? So you can't even
call.
Yeah,
we're like, wait, there must be a landline.
Nope, no landline in this house.
And then my cousin with her two kids. So it's our two kids, their two kids, my dad. And we're all like, great, we only got stuff for breakfast because we were kind of banking on this pizza place. So how long did we end up waiting?
Like, we waited at least an hour and a half of like trying to make phone calls, and she's like, finally we start getting through, and it's like busy signals, and it's like, this number cannot be connected right now. Like every restaurant we called in town, just nothing worked. Phones were down.
So then
you drove
in.
We go in. Tons of parking everywhere, but US 2 just literally jam-packed. Luckily, someone must have thought I was a local. I don't know. They let me through. I got through, get through all the traffic really quick, getting into town, and then park 20 minutes for the pizza, have a beer in between, which always is nice.
Especially at a brewery.
And then we head back after we get our 3 pizzas and salads. And then we are stuck in traffic for like, I could have literally like crawled faster back to the house. It was like a half hour, 35, 45 minutes.
You guys were
going
a long time.
We're just stuck in traffic trying to get out onto US 2 out of the town. I'm like, what is going on here? This is insanity.
Anyway, long story short, he made it back.
We ate pizza.
It was really good. I really recommend that place for pizza.
Blewett Brewing.
How was the inside? Was it, because we've only ordered out from there, but you actually went in.
I went in last time too, and it's pretty nice. There's actually a lot of seats open, and they make a good pizza, and half is pizza, half is like the tap room for like getting drinks. And
how was the beer?
The beer was good. I had a Pilsner. Surprise, surprise. And it was tasty. You know, I can't complain about it.
Well, so then that was our night one.
Now we come up to day two.
Really about the sound effects
tonight. It's a sound effect type of night. I can't help it.
So Sunday we kind of knew that we were going to be going into town, and we got up, we made breakfast, you know, just getting the kids up and ready and out and ready for the day. Because where we rent a house, it's easy to walk into town, but it is a little bit far. It's about like a 10-15 minute walk. So
like without kids, it's easy. But with kids, it's like a little harder.
Our son weighs about 35 pounds right now. So you can carry him, but definitely our backs are both paying for it.
Yeah.
Because you can't only walk at a toddler pace for so long.
And then it's like at a point you're like, I'm just going to carry you on the... And it's a sheet of ice too we're walking on, by the way.
Yeah, there wasn't snow on the pass or on the roads, but the sidewalks. Snow
everywhere and ice everywhere in Leavenworth on the side of the road.
So it's slow and steady, especially with a toddler. And then we had the baby in the ergo carrier. So then...
We make it in town. We go have some brats and some beers.
Pretzel.
What was that place even called? I don't even know what that place is called.
It's across from the smaller Icicle Brewery.
Yeah, it's really good, though. And there's never a line there. Like, we're watching a line at the Icicle Creek Brewery brought place, and then like we're just across the street in like a line of like four people, and like why would you even...
And they have vegan friendly sausages. My sister's vegan, so anyone listening that is worried about that, that's a good place to go. They have field roast, and then I had like an apple chicken. They had some curry ones. They had like 8 to 10 different sausages you could pick from, and the mustard bar. And hung out there for a while. My son did not eat his pretzel. He just dipped it in some cheese and it dripped down his jacket.
He is a cheese connoisseur, okay?
He pretty much lives and thrives off cheese right now. So we hung out there for a while. We walked around. We had dinner reservations, so we decided to head back to the house for a little bit and just hang. And then we got down, what, about 4 for the tree lighting?
Well, we happened to, you know, of course we had to watch the Seahawks game a little bit. Rest in peace, Seahawks. But so we watched that. And
naysayer.
Everyone's just stuck on that. And it's like 15 minutes before the game's over that we left, like 4:15. Tree lighting's supposed to start 4:30. And so we start walking. But then, blowout central with Jackson.
Oh, that's right.
Had to do a change on the fly in the back of the car right as we leave the house. And, of course, this kid's in, like, snow pants, snow boots, his jacket, his hat.
Sweats.
5 layers of everything.
Yeah, so we basically got him dressed just to get him immediately undressed, which I think is every parent's favorite story.
So much fun. Just the best thing ever. But then, so we get that done, and then we're like, well, let's go. And your dad's already, like, 300 feet away. Your dad just took off.
Yeah, my dad took off. He couldn't be bothered to miss the Christmas tree lighting.
Could not miss that.
Okay, I will say my dad has that bum knee still, so I think he was worried about keeping up with us if we had to hustle.
Yeah, I don't think that was going to be an issue of our situation here.
So, anyway, we got down there, and it wasn't too bad of a crowd on Sunday, and I think Sunday is our night. It also works out because Eric being in real estate, we have flexible schedule, and my sister and her fiance have similar schedule. So,
yeah. And, you know, so we went there, caught that we actually made the tree lighting. Jackson did not enjoy the tree lighting, though.
No.
So upset about the yelling, the countdown.
Yeah, the countdown from 10. He was... I don't know what he thought was going to happen.
I don't know. Maybe he, you know, you're in a town that looks like you're in Germany, and there's just a countdown. Very
it's dark.
Loud.
It's cold.
Who knows? He was probably overwhelmed. But yeah, so then we get done with that, and it's like time to go eat.
So when we first started this, my dad and Eric and I and our son Jackson was just 5 months old, and we decided to go up for a Saturday day only. We were one of those people. And we found this restaurant on a whim, and it had been kind of freshly opened, but we didn't have reservations, but now we go there every year. The restaurant is Watershed.
It's best restaurant in Leavenworth, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, it's farm to table. Their menu rotates. They also have, or I don't know if it's open or if it's a pop-up thing, but I know up at Stevens they do, it's called like yodel and broth, and they do like a, yeah, it's like a soup. You, like, you know, if you're skiing, you can get like a really good high quality soup, from up there for, and it's the same company or owners, I guess I should say.
That's cool. Better than all the other food up at Stevens Pass. It's just like the worst food ever.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a pop-up, but it is called Yodel and Broth. And so last year we went, but Jackson was a lot smaller. So we were a little nervous this year going in to a little bit of a nicer restaurant with two kids, one being 2.5 years old, and he did marvelous. I had their meatloaf, which was stellar. It had this pan jus over it, mashed potatoes, green beans. They gave my son a penne pasta within, what, less than 10 minutes than when we sat down.
It was like instantly. They just brought out all that penne pasta for him. He was so happy too.
And so that was really nice because that kept him entertained. And then you had the salmon?
Yeah, I went with the salmon. You know, normally I go with like a meat, but I was like, I think I could do a fish today. It was from Alaska. Seemed pretty good. They said it wasn't frozen. And it was tasty. It was like a herb salmon with like basil and what was it?
Crispy wonton?
No, it was polenta and a bunch of like feta cheese, and which feta cheese normally not a big fan of, but it was really good. It was tasty. It was cooked good too. We had the pork belly too.
Oh yeah, the pork belly appetizer and really a shrimp ceviche bruschetta.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, I loved it. If you're a ceviche fan, it was stellar.
The problem with me, it was bay shrimp. It's like bay scallops.
But it was seasoned well.
That is not my jam.
Okay.
It's not my jam.
It was good for ceviche fans. But yeah, the pork belly appetizer was also really good.
But yeah, that meatloaf that you got, that is always like a...
I think that's one of their signature dishes.
And I always get the meatloaf, so I was like, I can't... And which sounds weird, like you're listening to this right now and you're like, you're going to a restaurant and you're buying
meatloaf? It's like high-class meatloaf, though.
Yeah, it's so good. It tastes so...
My sister...
I do wish I had got it.
It was good. My sister, who's vegan, they had a... It was like kind of like a ramen, like an udon noodle vegan broth with vegetables, and it was like a coconut curry broth that was really good. So everyone was happy, we all had a good meal, and then we walked home.
Longest walk of my life. Walk that day.
Yeah.
Back home with my kid on my shoulders, and I got wrecked.
Should have went in the hot tub.
Not my jam also.
And then we woke up and we had breakfast and we checked out and we left.
And then we had lunch at South.
Oh, yeah. We went to South for lunch. Little Mexican place. They have the best tortilla chips.
And got some salsa bar. Although I wish we had gone with the other tortilla chips personally.
But yeah. Really?
So they give you two choices. They're like, do you want flour fresh or do you want corn? And I'm a big believer in the corn tortilla.
Yeah. The flour was good, though.
Tortilla chip, I should say. I don't like corn tortillas for, like, tacos and stuff, but unless it's, like, a slightly deep fried like they do down in Long Beach. But, you know, bakers can't be choosers.
The chips were good. The salsa was good. The guac was good.
Everything there is good, and good drinks, very good drinks. Your dad got his what was that?
Hot buttered rum.
It's hot buttered rum.
Doesn't go with Mexican food
at
all.
In a Mexican restaurant in Leavenworth. It's quite the combination of things.
Anyway, all in all, if anyone thinking of going, It's a quick trip up, quick trip back.
Yeah, and you can go in, you know, and even if you go in the wintertime, you can go in the summertime too. And I feel like the summertime is really fun. And
yeah, we were talking about this time about maybe trying to head back in the summer. And
there's a lot of, you know, there's like a year-round Christmas shop. Can you really go wrong with that? I think this is like one thing you should keep in mind if you go to Leavenworth, like especially this time of year. It's like all the shops are open, and they have like the Nutcracker Museum shop. Or like a Nutcracker is like, just wait for it, $400 for a Nutcracker. $400 for a Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but hilarious when you walk in.
They're yeah. really funny Nutcrackers. There's a lot of different varieties. And
you get the hat store.
My dad bought a hat. I don't want to give it away in case.
In case they listen to our podcast.
It's like goofy hats. We went in the toy store with Jackson. That was also a mistake.
He just sat down in the middle of the aisle trying to play with toys.
There was like a truck display. It was like different trucks and diesels and planes. And he literally grabbed two or three and like laid down and blocked the 25 people trying to slowly pass through single file through the store. And I'm like, sorry, get up. And
My bad.
Looked like he was about to fall asleep.
So tired. And yeah, but that's what happens when you're having fun, right?
But all in all, I mean, kids or no kids, it's really a great place for kids. There's all sorts of things, but even if you don't have kids, there's a lot of breweries, there's a ton of wine tasting rooms. Get a place with a hot tub, you know, snow-filled mountains, even if it's not actively snowing out. It was still really fun and festive and
always a good place to go.
Lots of good food choices. It's fun to just get out of town.
And you can really never go wrong with going to Leavenworth for a quick day or weekend trip or a weekday trip at that also.
Yeah.
So.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's good. But, you know, it was a fun time.
Probably go back next year.
Probably every year for the next 50 years.
Wow.
Hopefully.
Our kids will have to drive us by then.
You're going to drive, son.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. And we'll be back with normal interviews after this episode. But just thought we'd do a quick check-in in the holidays for some holiday-themed episodes.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Jamie Gaget.
And we are Small Town Talk. Have a good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.